It's 7:41. Teenagers in this country are falling behind when it comes to financial literacy. A new study shows they don't know as much as they should about saving, spending, and investing. Kelly Grant, CNBC's personal finance expert, is with us live. These are not encouraging things to hear, Kelly. And if teens are not showing financial literacy, then more than likely you could infer that adults probably aren't particularly literate, too.
Well, plenty of studies have shown that adults really are not doing well on this either. And, of course, this doesn't bode well when you're looking ahead to thinking, you know, the 15-year-olds that took this study are now just getting ready to take out student loans, and that debt can really follow them for quite a long time.
Absolutely. Any sense of why it has been so difficult to get financial literacy as part of the core curriculum in high school?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is, it's the problem is not a core curriculum in high school. It's not something that is mandated or required in most states. And when you look at this study that compared us with other countries, a lot of the countries that performed better either do have some sort of an educational mandate to require students to have personal finance in schools. They have other sort of cross-curricula attempts there, or they just have better education systems, frankly. I mean, you look at China actually got the top spot there in Shanghai, and there the experts were really saying, you know, it's not so much that they're teaching personal finance, because they're not, but these students have excellent math skills, excellent reading skills, and that really helps with that sort of financial comprehension.
So give us an idea of where U.S. teens stack up here.
Really middle of the pack in the 18 countries that they looked at, depending on like kind of if we're looking at just our best students, we're about seventh. If we're looking at the worst, we're 12th out of 18. So really not great at all.
And we're talking here kind of fundamental basic money management and understanding debt. I mean, these are not complicated things that we're talking about in this questionnaire.
A little complicated, but the important thing here is it's all stuff that you need to know because financial products are getting complicated. And, you know, if you just want to get a sense of how tough or not tough this might be for people, we actually have the quiz or part of the quiz on our website. You can just Google, you know, are you smarter than a 15-year-old and try to take this yourself and see, you know, just how poorly you might stack up too.
It was a little daunting. I did well, though. I was very nervous because that would have been pretty humiliating if I were not.
I'm pretty sure
that I'm not smarter than a 15-year-old, but I fooled the quiz into thinking that I was. So I'll take it.
There you go. Well, that bodes well for all of your finances, though, for sure.
I hope so. Kelly Grant, CNBC's personal finance expert. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. It's 7:44.